public meeting of the Garrett County Commissioners, Monday, February 6th. If everyone would please stand, Commissioner Titchener will lead us in the invocation, and then we'll do the pledge of allegiance.
It's all bow for prayer. Precious and loving Heavenly Father, Lord, we just come to you today thanking you for all the many blessings you give us each and every day. Lord, we would ask as we go through this meeting that you would be with each and every one that's here and guide us and direct us and give us the wisdom to do the things that are pleasing to you. Lord, we ask all this in thy precious holy name. Amen.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please be seated. Mr. Nolan, do we have any additions, corrections, or deletions to the public agenda?
No, sir, we do not.
Hearing none, do we have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
We have a second?
Second.
The agenda will be approved by mutual consent. Everybody got a copy of the minutes in advance. Are there any additions, corrections, concerns to the minutes? Hearing none, do we have a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
We have a second?
Second.
Minutes approved by mutual consent. All right. First item on the agenda, Garrett County Purchasing Department, RFP number 16-1213, Aviation Consulting Services. Brian, what do you got for us?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I have a contract award for your consideration this afternoon. It is for Aviation Consulting Services for the Garrett County Airports. The purchasing department solicited proposals that were due on December 13th. We did receive a total of 4 responses. A selection committee comprised of myself, Paul Harvey, Jay Moyer, and Ed Kelly reviewed the proposals and are making this recommendation to you today. The recommendation is to award the contract to CDI Infrastructure LLC, which is doing business as L.R. Kimball out of Evansburg, Pennsylvania. They are currently the incumbent and have been working with the Garrett County Airport for the last 5 years. They will be assisting the county with their 5-year capital improvement plan at the airport, as well as some other things that come up. I think they're working on their environmental report right now. To be consistent with the FAA guidelines, cost was not considered as part of the evaluation at this stage. FAA requires us to contact L.R. Kimball anytime a project comes up, so it's based on a task order or project basis. L.R. Kimball will give us their fee proposal, which is reviewed by FAA, and then a third-party consultant actually also reviews that to make sure it's fair and equitable. Just want to make you aware that you're not seeing costs there for that very reason, because we have to be compliant with FAA guidelines. And L.R. Kimball is, again, subcontracting with Thrasher Engineering for some civil services if they should arise. Any questions for me?
Questions? All right, hearing none, do we have a motion to accept the bid from L.R. Kimball?
So moved.
Motion, we have a second?
Second.
Question on motion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. All right, next up, we have the Garrett County Salary Study Review Commission recommendations. I will go through what the recommendations are. The commission submitted the following recommendations to the Board of County Commissioners. The Board of Garrett County Commissioners, no increase in salary requested or recommended. Judges of the Orphans Court for Garrett County, the commission recommends a $2,000 increase for each member, which would raise the chief judge from $4,500 to $6,500 and the associate judge from $4,200 to $6,200. Sheriff for Garrett County, no increase in salary. Garrett County Board of Education, the commission recommends an increase for the president of the Board of Education, the president from $4,000 to $4,500, and all other board members remain at $4,000. The Garrett County Board of Election Supervisors, no increase in salary is recommended. However, the commission recommends the following stipends. Daily stipend for each day worked, 2 days each election cycle, to increase from $200 per day to $300 per day, and a canvas stipend for each day worked again, 2 days each election cycle, from $50 per day to $75 per day, which would be a total increase per supervisor of $275. And the Garrett County Liquor Board, no increase in salary. And so that is the recommendation of the Salary Commission. And we are taking that under advisement. We have some other information that we're seeking and probably decide vote on this at the next public meeting. So there'll be no action taken today on that particular item. Short meeting. That takes us to public commentary. I do have a couple of announcements to make. First and foremost, I would like to introduce the new president of Garrett College. Dr. Richard Midcap is joining us today. We appreciate him coming out and had a nice meeting with him a little while ago, just to sort of a meet and greet. Anything you'd like to say?
Just a couple of things. First of all, thank you for meeting me earlier today. I'm looking forward to a new great relationship with the Garrett County Commission.
It's Ronnie's letter.
I'm excited to be at Garrett College and a member of the Garrett County community.
Thank you. Welcome. I also want to announce that Garrett County's health officer, Rodney Gladfeldy, has submitted his letter to officially notify us of his intention to retire. So we will be beginning the process of replacing Rodney, who has spent a lot of time here and a lot of effort in the county and done a remarkable job. And we thank him for his service. And it's going to be difficult to replace him. He's done a great job. And I think, Kevin, correct me if I'm wrong, he'll be here through June, right?
So, yes, July 1st is
July
effective.
July 1st will be his effective retirement date. Also, two other announcements. There are two bills currently working their way through the House and Senate. Senate Bill 273, which is called the State Forest State Park and Wildlife Management Area Revenue Equity Program Bill, formerly known as the PILOT, is being heard in committee on February the 15th. Certainly would request any citizens or groups that are interested in that to try to make it down there to testify or send a letter of support. That's the bill that would have state funds come back to the county for state-owned land that therefore is tax-exempt, so we're losing revenue on that. Also, the Natural Resources Protection and Restoration of State-Owned Lakes, Senate Bill 396, committee hearing on February the 14th, and that is a bill that would set aside a certain amount of money to maintain state-owned lakes, much like Deep Creek in New Germany, which currently don't really have a revenue stream. So that would be of interest to especially the Deep Creek Lake area. Having said all of that, does anybody have any comments that they would like to make at this time?
Did you say public hearing date for the pilot bill?
Pilot bill is February the 15th.
1 o'clock.
Yeah, 1 o'clock. And the state-owned lakes bill is the 14th at 1 o'clock. And Kevin can get more information, anybody that wants a copy of the bill or anything else. Yes, sir.
Yes.
And about Rodney, I'm just trying to refresh my memory how long he's been health officer. Does anybody know?
I think it goes back to 96, 97, something like it.
I thought it was about 20, but I was just trying to, I remember when Rex Archer was
health officer. Says the mid-90s.
Well, Archer was here in 95 when I got here, and
yeah.
Rodney followed him, so I'm thinking it's 97, 98, somewhere in there.
About 20-ish.
I'm sure Carol can give us a date.
Okay, thank you.
Anyone else? Yes, sir.
I also saw that Senator Edwards had put in Senate Bill 640, which is, it appears to be the road protection bill for looking at some of the protection for municipalities for increased traffic.
Yes, Senate Bill 640, Municipal Local Roads Regulation of Travel by Heavyweight Vehicles.
Okay.
Thank you. Anyone else? All right, hearing none, do we have a motion to adjourn? Next meeting is Tuesday, February 21st at 4 o'clock here at the courthouse. Motion to adjourn?
So moved.
All right. Meeting adjourned. That was the lightning round.